Good morning. Welcome to Word Made Flesh, the radio ministry of Neighbors of Hope. You're going to hear from men staying with us about their journeys with addiction and or homelessness, their struggles and their triumphs, and how with the help of Neighbors of Hope, they're learning that through the Word, everyone can experience the loving and healing reality of Christ's compassion. Now here is the Neighbors of Hope Executive Director, Pastor Stephen Palmer, with this week's Word.
Well, good morning, gentlemen. Welcome to this week's edition of Word Made Flesh. How are we doing?
Good.
To our listening audience, as we are gathered here for this recording, and Neighbors of Hope, we are certainly trying to practice our COVID-19 safety measures, so we will try and speak loud enough and articulate our sentences and words and things like that, given the fact that we are all dressed
on
with
a second
our
lockdown.
We've got our masks on. How's that? We'll just put it that way. So if it comes across muffled, we'll apologize for that in advance. But we thought that here it is, day after our nation's Independence Day, the topic of freedom would be a nice topic, theme for us to discuss. And so the scripture text that we have chosen to lead us into that discussion comes from Paul's writing to the believers in Galatia. So Galatians chapter 5, verses 1 through 15. Anybody want to read that, or I could read it? Or?
I can, fine.
You got it? Okay, yeah. Thanks.
Freedom in Christ. It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm. Then do not let yourself be burdened again by a yoke of slavery. Mark my words, I, Paul, tell you that if you let yourselves be circumcised, Christ will be no value to you at all. Again, I declare to every man who lets himself be circumcised that he is obligated to obey the whole law. You who are trying to be justified by the law have been alienated by Christ. You have fallen away from grace, for through the Spirit we eagerly wait by the faith and the righteousness for which we hope. For in Christ Jesus neither circumcision or non-circumcision has any value. The only thing that counts is faith expressing itself through love. You are running a good race. We cut in on you to keep you from obeying the truth. That kind of persuasion does not come from one who calls you. A little yeast works through the whole batch of dough. I'm confident in the Lord that you will take no other view. The one who is throwing you into confession, whoever that may be, will have to pay the penalty. Brothers and sisters, if I still preaching circumcision, why am I still being persecuted? In the case of offense of the cross has been abolished. As for those agitators, I wish they would go the whole way and excommunicate themselves. You, my brother and sister, were called to be free, but do not use your freedom to indulge the flesh. Rather serve one another humbly in love. For the entire law is fulfilled in keeping with one command. Love your neighbor as yourself. If you bite and devour each other, watch out, you will be destroyed by each other.
Hmm. Yeah, Paul sounds a little agitated there.
Was that 1 through 15?
Yeah, Galatians 5, chapter 1 through 15.
I was lost.
All right, yeah, it was pretty lengthy, but I think we needed the beginning, we needed that middle section, and we needed the end. We need the whole story, right, in order to properly understand what Paul's talking about. Before we went on the air, I gave a little background on Paul, but in short, that middle section, we're talking about freedom, and Paul's saying, look, Christ has set us free. And he's really talking about the freedom from the law, right? Meaning that, look at it, if we're going to go back to circumcise, if you're going to circumcise something, you might as well go ahead and castrate it. Right? And if you're going to practice circumcision, then you have to practice the whole law. And if you have to do that, then what did you, why even follow Jesus? Why follow Christ? Why, there's no freedom. You are, in a sense, a slave to the very yoke that Christ freed you from.
Yeah.
And if, I'm summarizing the middle section.
I see.
So we can probably understand what the first and the last is. And so if I was to preach circumcision and then the full law, if that's really what I'm doing, why am I still being persecuted? Right? No, I'm being persecuted because I'm preaching the freedom of Christ, whereby the grace is worked out in faith through love. Right? We are set free, as he ends up saying in verse 13, when we serve others in love. So we are liberated in order to be slaves to the yoke of Christ, to the interpretation of Christ, of freedom, by loving others. All right? So that brief explanation given that... what would be some of your thoughts, comments, reflections on that?
Well, I think, too, for me, it's looking at, you know, the law within your kind of religious organization, but also the law of the government law. And which one are you trying to fight against or fight for? And the idea of the reality is the one commandment that we're really trying, that we should be upholding at all, we're saying we're believers in Jesus Christ and our Lord, is love your neighbor as yourself. So what are you going to do to your... So the question then is, how do you really love yourself? What risk do you put to yourself? What harm are you willing to put yourself in because you feel like you're being persecuted, or you feel like your rights are being violated? So because you feel like you're losing something, so you're willing to fight for that, but are you willing to fight to protect your neighbor then? Because your neighbor may be sick, your neighbor may be a little one, your neighbor it could be your own kids, you know, whatever. But like, what are you willing to do to protect them because you feel like you're being violated? Not as a whole.
Yeah.
I think that's what he's talking about. The commandment is talking about us as one, loving one another as a whole, not us as an individual person.
Yeah, there's a lot that Paul is really conveying here. I do agree that oftentimes we interpret freedom as being some sort of absence of restraint. I'm free to do what I want, when I want, how I want, to whom I want, right? Oh, there's no restraint. Well, then you have these laws or proclamations or executive orders, right? Really feel like, you know, you're restraining. Well, that tension of restraint that you're encountering is explicitly defining your definition of freedom. That freedom is the absence of restraint. That's not what Paul is saying. It is for freedom Christ has set us free. Free from, yes, those things that may have restrained us, but we are set free in order to not function in the absence of restraint, but the absence of restraint allows us to freely give ourselves away, willing the good of the other. And I think you're absolutely right, Tim, when you say, well, it is a reflection of me then, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, my actions towards others is really a reflection of myself. Yeah. And in a country that is going through all kinds of crisis right now, we should really be shouting this from the rooftops. As far as, you know, at what length am I going to will the good of the other? Or is it all about me?
And I think it goes on, you know, because there seems to be so much, you know, for me, like, I feel like there's so much division in this world.
Yeah.
And I think I have to sit back sometimes and realize, and I think he kind of put it, you know, I'm going to use it this way, but is, you know, neither circumcision or not, or uncircumcised, could mean either one side or another side. It doesn't, my idea is I'm preaching love. I'm preaching the first, Paul is preaching the first commandment. Love yourself as you, love your neighbor as yourself. And so that's, it doesn't matter. We shouldn't be divided. We should be in unity to work on, you know, building a great world, to care for the world that we were gifted. I mean, first of all, we gotta remember we were gifted this world, this place. We were gifted anything and everything that's in present of us. It's not ours. We were, you know, it isn't ours. It's ours to maintain. It's not, it wasn't, it was given to us to maintain it and to honor it.
I think circumcised, uncircumcised, right? Let's see, I only preach to the circumcised. We exclude the uncircumcised, right? I only preach to men, I exclude women. We can go on, right?
Yeah.
I only serve the rich, exclude the poor. It is classic dualism. To where Paul ends going, no, you're not free to choose sides. Because in a sense, both sides have restraint. So you're free from restraint only to serve the other as the other. Not categorically, but all are other.
Yeah.
You were going to say something?
No.
Lost the thought, huh?
I'm just listening today.
Okay. I know here at Neighbors of Hope, with all things going on, trying to practice the compassionate heart of Christ, and the sacredness that accompanies that, in a culture that is really, if I had to say, quite anxious, right? Uncertain, nervous. That's all a form of fear. And usually when we get nervous, anxious, fearful, we tend to think more about self. Kind of a survival mode kicks in. As opposed to others. And I think hearing today the theme of freedom from a Pauline writing, echoing the very law of Leviticus that Jesus, that came off the lips of Jesus in the Gospels, you know, of loving our neighbor, willing their good, we're being deeply challenged in the church and outside of the church, in our American culture right now, to do that, one, to do it, secondly, and to do it well. And so my hope and prayer for everyone listening, as well as for Neighbors of Hope at large, is that we keep the faith, have hope, and go forth in the spirit of loving our neighbor, as we're called to do as best we can. With that being said, I thank you for your reflections this morning. And until we meet again, may God's grace, peace, love, and joy be with you all.
Thank you for listening to Word Made Flesh. Neighbors of Hope brings people hope through a comprehensive suite of Christ-centered programs that include our men's ministry, our Women's and Children's Ministry Center, the Blessings and More Donation Center, our Fishes and Loaves Food Pantry, Woven Hope Women's Boutique, and of course, this radio ministry program, Word Made Flesh. Currently, we're also in the process of establishing our first Good Neighbor Center. To find out how you can become a neighbor of hope, visit neighborsofhope.com. We hope you'll join us again next Sunday morning for Word Made Flesh.